Ever scroll through those online reviews? Like for a new cafe you're thinking of trying, or maybe even just like a plumber you need to call. And like ever wonder what's going through the owner's head when they see that review? Or like flip it around, have you ever left a review and then kind of wondered if it even made a dent, Like did they even see it? Did it matter?
It is pretty fascinating when you think about
Yeah,
it.
totally. It's like this kind of hidden conversation almost between customers and the businesses in this whole online world.
Yeah, definitely. A very like digital age kind of connection.
Totally. And that's exactly what we're going to like untangle today. We're doing a deep dive into the whole world of customer reviews for these smaller businesses. But we're not just going to stick to the surface level why they're important stuff, right? We're going deeper. Like, how should businesses be responding to what you, the customer, are putting out there? We've got some really insightful stuff to dig into. It's almost like a playbook, really. And it makes the whole process way more clear than you'd think. Whether you're running your own shop or just kind of curious about how those places you shop at build up their whole reputation thing.
Yeah, I can see that. Makes sense.
It's like peeking behind the scenes to see how this whole trust thing gets built online,
Yeah, it's about more than just those like star ratings, right?
Right.
It's a whole dance, building that trust, keeping people coming back, all that in this digital world.
Yeah, and that's why this is relevant to you listening right now. Whether you're like the review superstar, leaving your thoughts everywhere, or you just want to understand how businesses earn that trust thing from you, getting this whole dynamic of online reviews and how they get answered. It's like a backstage pass to the companies we deal with every day.
Yeah, it's true. And don't forget the power of your own words, too.
Oh, yeah, big time. Your feedback online, it's kind of a big deal these days.
Definitely. It carries a lot of weight you might not even realize.
So our mission today, we're unpacking the core ideas and the actual strategies from this guide we've got. We want to give you a solid understanding of this like essential part of business these days
Okay, sounds good.
and how your feedback plays a huge role in all of it. All right, so let's get to the meat of it. Why are online reviews so crucial for businesses?
Okay, let's make this real for everyone. Imagine you're planning a trip, right? Weekend getaway.
Okay, I like where this is going.
Need a hotel, you're scrolling, seeing different places pop up. After you check out the pictures, what's that next instinct?
Oh, come on, I'm hitting those reviews hard. Got to know what other people experienced. Were the rooms clean? Staff friendly? Any surprises, good or bad?
Exactly. And that right there, that's why reviews matter so much for pretty much any business, your potential customers. They're doing the exact same thing, whether it's a restaurant, a mechanic, even like a super specific online store. They're tapping into those shared experiences. It's like digital word of mouth, either a thumbs up or like run away.
It's true. It's like a giant pool of everyone else's experiences before you jump in yourself. And this guide we're looking at, it really hammers home how big of a deal these reviews are for building that initial trust and then like long-term credibility. If a business consistently has glowing reviews, you're way more likely to feel good about choosing them, right? It's like a virtual stamp of approval from the crowd.
That social proof is super powerful. A business can shout from the rooftops how amazing they are,
Yeah.
but hearing it from actual customers who've been there, bought the stuff, tried the service, that means way more.
So true.
And it feels so much more authentic. Like in the guide, they have this example of a bakery, right?
Okay.
It gets a nice review about their sourdough and the friendly service. They reply with just a warm, "Thank you so much. Glad you enjoyed it."
Yeah.
Small thing, but it shows they're actually paying attention and appreciate it.
It's that little acknowledgement that goes a long way.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get why reviews matter so much. Now let's get tactical. What are the do's and don'ts when businesses are responding to this feedback? What are the must-dos?
The guide is pretty clear on this. First, it seems basic, but it's huge. Thank your customers. Good review, critical review, it doesn't matter. Just acknowledge they took the time. Shows you value their input and their business.
It's like the bare minimum, but it makes a difference.
So much. Second, gotta keep it polite and professional. Every response, every time, especially with the not so good feedback.
Yeah, no one wants to see an owner getting into it online. Major red flag, right?
The worst look
Yeah.
makes you wonder about their professionalism.
Totally.
And third, actually address the issues in negative reviews. If a customer had a real problem, don't just brush it off. Apologize, explain what you'll do to fix things. Shows you're serious about making things right.
Okay, so those are the do's. What about the don'ts? What should businesses absolutely avoid doing with online reviews?
First one, and it's a biggie, don't ignore reviews. Silence can be interpreted in all the wrong ways.
Right, it makes customers feel like you don't care.
Like their opinion means nothing. You're not listening. Second, we talked about it, but it's worth repeating. Don't get defensive with criticism. Instead of arguing or making excuses, try to see it from their side and offer a real solution.
It's so key. It's not about being right. It's about making the customer feel heard, like you actually care, even if things went wrong.
Exactly. And the third, don't, is crucial for staying legit. Never, ever fake reviews.
Yeah.
Buying or making up fake positive reviews. Not only is it shady, but it can really blow up in your face if you get caught.
It just totally destroys trust. Okay, so the guy gives a good example of handling a negative review the right way. Let's say a bookstore gets a review that an employee was unhelpful, didn't seem interested in helping the customer.
Yeah, I've seen those.
A bad response would be arguing that all their employees are trained and friendly.
Yeah, right.
A way better approach, and what the guide suggests, is something like, "We're so sorry to hear that. That's not the service we aim for at all. Could you please reach out to us directly so we can understand what happened and make sure it doesn't happen again?"
Much better.
It acknowledges the problem, apologizes, and gives a way to actually fix it.
Yeah, it shows you're taking responsibility and want to improve.
Exactly. Now, the resource also breaks down how to approach different kinds of reviews. Let's start with the good ones, those virtual high fives. How should a business handle that positive feedback online?
The guide stresses celebrating those publicly and genuinely, like really show that appreciation. When someone takes the time to leave a glowing review, a positive, enthusiastic response just reinforces their good experience and might encourage others to check out the business too.
Okay, makes sense.
For example, say someone raves about fast shipping and great product quality.
Okay.
A simple reply like, "We're so happy you had such a great experience. Thanks for choosing us." Just adds a nice personal touch, amplifies the positive vibes.
Yeah, it's like acknowledging a compliment in person with a genuine thank you.
Exactly.
Now, what about tackling those tougher negative reviews? We talked about not getting defensive, but what are some tactics for responding well to criticism?
The biggest thing here is to see negative reviews not as attacks, but as chances to grow and get better.
Okay.
The guide uses this example of a restaurant getting feedback that a certain dish was bland. Instead of arguing about taste, a good response would be, "Thank you for being honest. We appreciate you letting us know. We'll definitely share your comments with our chefs as we're always working on our menu."
That's smart. Shows they're taking it seriously.
Right. It shows they're open to making changes. Sometimes, depending on the complaint, it might even be a good idea to offer to fix things offline. Like, invite them back to try a different dish for free.
That's a good way to show you're committed to making customers happy, even when things don't go perfectly. Now, the guide also covers neutral reviews. Those kind of middle-of-the-road comments that aren't super positive or negative.
Yeah.
How should businesses approach these? They seem less important.
You know, they might not be as flashy as the extremes, but neutral reviews still tell you something. The guide suggests acknowledging them, using them to see where maybe you're meeting expectations but not blowing anyone away.
Okay, that makes sense.
Like if someone says, "Service was fine, coffee was decent," a simple reply like, "Thank you for the feedback. We're always trying to improve. It helps us to know what you thought was just fine," helps us pinpoint areas where we can make the experience even better.
It shows you're still listening and looking for ways to step it up. Every bit of feedback, even that neutral stuff, adds to the big picture. Now, beyond just what's in the responses, this guide has some really practical tips for how businesses can manage their online reviews overall. What were some of the key takeaways for you?
Oh, yeah. A bunch of useful stuff in there. Setting up alerts for new reviews on all the different sites. Huge. You can't respond if you don't know it's there.
Right.
Staying on top of it in real time means you can engage quickly.
Makes sense.
The guide also really pushes for personalized responses. Ditch the generic templates. Use the reviewer's name. Mention specifics from their review. Shows you really read it and thought about what they said. Way more genuine.
Yeah, that personal touch really does make a difference. Makes it less transactional, more human.
Totally. Consistency in responding is also super important. Aim to answer a good chunk of your reviews, not just the super positive or super negative ones. Shows you value all feedback.
Yeah, makes sense.
They also highlight how important it is to respond quickly, ideally within a day or two. Shows you're paying attention and prioritize customer engagement.
For sure. In the online world, speed matters.
Oh, absolutely. And beyond those individual replies, the guide talks about spotting patterns in the feedback. If you're seeing the same positive thing or the same area for improvement pop up over and over, that's valuable info. You can use that to make decisions about your business.
That's interesting.
And lastly, keep the tone positive and professional, always, no matter what. Even if you feel a review is totally unfair, resist getting sucked into arguments or being defensive. Keeping that customer-focused, friendly tone just reinforces your brand values.
So how does knowing all this behind-the-scenes stuff affect you, the listener, as someone who reads and writes online reviews? How does this knowledge change how you see those reviews?
Well, when you get that businesses are putting effort into handling their online reputation, it gives you a whole new way to look at things. When you see a business actively engaging, celebrating the good stuff, handling criticism well, that signals a company that really cares about its customers and wants to create a good experience.
Yeah, it makes you trust them more.
Totally. Even if there are a few not so great reviews sprinkled in, you see how they deal with it. It builds confidence.
It's not just about chasing a perfect 5-star rating. It's about the conversation and how the business shows its commitment.
Right.
It also makes you think about the impact of your own reviews. Knowing an owner might read and respond to your feedback, good, bad, or in between, might change how you write it and how much detail you include.
For sure. Your words have power online. And when you realize the effort businesses are putting into listening and responding, it makes you want to give thoughtful, constructive, fair reviews, whether your experience was amazing, terrible, or somewhere in the middle.
So the main takeaways are pretty clear. Online reviews, they're essential for small businesses these days. Thoughtful and timely responses, crucial for building trust and keeping customers happy. And different types of reviews need different approaches if you want to manage your reputation well.
Exactly. It's all about creating a positive loop where both the business and the customer win.
So here's something to chew on. Next time you're about to leave a review for a business, whether it's full of praise or pointing out what needs work, how does knowing the owner might read it and respond change what you say and how you say it? Or, now that you get how much effort businesses put into this, how does that change how you see and understand the online reviews you read as a customer?
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely worth thinking about.